So it's been a while.
It has. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
There's a very sad story to go along with that.
Did someone you know die?
Yes. His name was Podcast. He lived last week, briefly.
Oh, right. Yeah, I completely I made this list of like, oh yeah, and we'll talk about the podcast that didn't happen in the first part of it, and I completely forgot about that.
Which means this is going exactly according to plan.
Yes. Hello and welcome to the First Person Podcast Simulator. My name is Zach, and joining me is...
Mike.
And... who's getting over a bit of a sickness.
You will be very annoyed with me by the end of the podcast.
Maybe. I don't know, I'm used to it right now because Mika's got a similar, like, coughing going on, so every once in a while I was like, she'll just be talking, like, just hanging out and everyone, I just have to get used to that now. It's startling, and she's gonna hate me when she hears this, but that, I've learned to live with that.
It's gonna take a month or two for this to go away.
Actually, the thing is, like, hers has been persisting as well.
Yeah.
So, like, for a while we were worried, just like, oh, like, what if you have a fucking, like, thing that's gonna kill you?
It's right.
Like, she doesn't have any health insurance, and
yeah.
Like, some of the like Minute Clinic things that seems like nice and like carefree are like $80 to $90 to like go get your shit checked out at. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So hey, for those not on insurance, don't get sick or break anything.
Yes.
I'm sure you knew that already.
Just don't get sick.
Yeah.
That's what Congress said.
Yeah, try hard. And don't get it.
Stay inside and play video games.
Duh.
Hey, look what I did there. I made a really sad
and grim thing.
You're
still sick, though, and you do that.
Yeah, but it was because I went outside.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Don't be like Mike.
That's right.
So anyways, we had this podcast that we recorded, I think it was like 2 weeks ago. Maybe, or was that only a week ago?
I think it was just last week.
Oh, shit, that was just last week. It's been a crazy week. Mm-hmm. But we recorded it with this big, like, boom mic that picked up all the room noise and stuff, which was, like, cool. So it could pick up all of our voices. And, like, me, Mike, and Dave did a roundtable discussion thing, which was awesome because I really was psyched about Dave getting
it
on
was
the
great.
Podcast. Yeah.
Except that...
However, I guess the first few minutes were okay, and then just a mysterious ghost buzz.
It was, like,
buzz.
A 45-minute-long thing, and 3.5 minutes in, it just becomes unlistenable. And it's... our voices are distorted, and there's a buzzing...
That's so strange.
That's
really
awful.
I wonder what that.
I know. I watched the because we were recording it on a camera.
Oh right.
Because it was after we were filming for the documentary that I'm producing on Dave about his duct tape stuff. So we were recording it through the camera just to use that mic, and so I was watching the video along with it, and nothing happens to the microphone at the point where it becomes buzzy and crap.
Fucking ghosts.
I don't know what it was. That's the only explanation.
David's a room ghost. Maybe it's the same reason I always get headaches when I go over there. Did you know that? Like, every
Do
single...
You?
Yeah, for, like, the last few years, like...
Really?
And I always thought it was because, like, oh, like, I go over there and we play fucking, like, 6 hours of Borderlands or something.
Right, yeah.
Which probably doesn't help, but I always go over there and I get headaches in his room, and I don't understand why.
That's
so
weird.
So I'm wondering if, like, he's got some, like, foreign mold spores that are, like, slowly killing him that I'm only able to pick up.
Yes. Can I make a documentary about that?
I mean, it would be easy filming, again. You could probably use some of the same footage.
Just watch the both of you die.
You should recut.
Recut it in a way so that it's about... I'll just add a voiceover. They seem happy. But are they slowly dying?
Do it like a fucking like Scary Hoarders thing.
Yeah, yeah,
where
yeah.
It's like white text on a black background. It's like Dave doesn't know he's slowly dying.
Right.
That's your next project for next year, I presume.
Yeah, to recut a happy documentary into one about my friends dying.
Teach you how media really works.
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah, you've been working on that. You worked on that a bunch over the weekend and probably the last week as well.
Yeah, a little bit the last week, but a lot this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's looking to be really good. I mean, it will probably be up on your, not your Vlog and Egan channel, but your Egan Works channel.
Yes, where I plan to put productions and stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be like a 10-minute long thing.
Yeah, 8 to 10 minutes or longer. Who
right.
knows?
It just got a really good tone to it. I think
Well, thanks.
Yeah, I think you captured that perfectly within the first 2 minutes. I feel so bad because, like, I know you probably spent a bunch of time, like, looking over the, like, you said you spent all day yesterday, like, at the editing lab at school and come away with, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus.
That's
like, I couldn't
just
even,
how it is.
No,
yeah.
I'm sure. Like, I couldn't even fathom what, like, video editing could be. I was actually going to ask you what your process is like. Do you have, like, I look through this and, like, delete parts that I don't like and do this, this, and this? You just kind of, like, cry and throw yourself at it?
It's a little bit of both. But it's like, different because my workflow, my normal workflow is totally thrown off because I can't use the same editing software that I use for vlogs and stuff.
Oh.
Because I use Adobe Premiere at home here.
Which is not in the lab.
Right. Mm-hmm. We're using Avid. Mm-hmm. Avid Media something, I should know.
Those words don't matter. People know Avid.
It's the title of that book down there that I've never opened.
Yeah.
That I bought for like $50 and we never use in class. Anyway.
Don't you love that?
Yeah, it's just so...
What I love is actually what happened with mine is there's this atrocious fucking audio production book that we like try to use here and there. I hate it. It's not good. Yeah. And the dude wrote it specifically for Columbia, like the class, like, which is kind of cool. But then when you think about it, it's like, oh, I want to sell this. No one's going to fucking want that.
Exactly.
It's only for my class. And great. I have this useless like binding here.
Yeah.
I hate that. Like just like, oh, you'll look up the versus textbooks on Amazon. It's like $5. That's not fucking worth my time.
Exactly.
However, if you do have math textbooks flying around, those are nice. I think I sold one of those like 2 or 3 weeks ago for like a nice like $60-$70. Like,
wow,
like that's kind of nice. Yeah. Well, I mean, math. It was a calculus math textbook, so hardcover.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So those
yeah.
are usually worth their weight in some substance.
Right. I should have kept the ones from high school then.
I mean, maybe.
Do they come after you for that, or do they even know? It was Lockport.
Aren't you supposed to give those back?
Yeah, but... Would they know? There are thousands of kids.
There are.
If one doesn't... Nah, they wouldn't know.
The overcrowding. And the bombing.
Oh, jeez. We come from a storied background at that school.
I mean, the
trash
thing
can
was,
fires.
People say that it was kind of a bomb, and it kind of was.
Yeah.
It was, but not like... Some kid didn't, like, make... Like a souped up M80, and
it wasn't like an explosion. It was like in a water bottle.
No,
and
it was like
released some smoke.
Yeah, it was like the aluminum foil and Drano thing,
mm-hmm.
I think. And like there were maybe just a handful of kids who ended up going to the hospital because they inhaled some of the fumes.
Yeah,
so like kind of a bomb.
Listen, us were like, yeah, a few kids went to the hospital, but
no, wait, well, it really was like it was. I'm sure it was under a dozen.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone was like seriously hurt. But then,
and then we could never have water bottles.
We couldn't
again.
Have backpacks carry on, which was great because it's the thing is it's a sprawling school. It is
yeah.
a big school, and it was fucking overcrowded
no, yeah,
when
that's
we
true.
Were there. So getting through the hallways is, Jesus, I don't even know what's comparable to. It's like the fucking I don't know the CTA in Chicago sometimes when it's a little bit too crowded,
mm-hmm.
but you only have to experience that for a few minutes.
It's like what's that big interchange up in by Jersey where you get to New York.
Oh, I don't know.
It's
I've never been.
It's that.
That one, guys.
That thing
no,
you hear
I've
about from John Stewart
the
all the time.
But yeah, no, it was terrible because now it's like, oh, I got to haul all my fucking books around. I can't even carry anything in my backpack.
Right.
And we didn't have water bottles for like, I think it was like 3/4 of a year. Because I remember they were pretty lenient about it like
yeah.
as the year went on.
Did they come back, though? Were we allowed to have them again ever?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember now.
I don't know. Anyways.
Not like I was drinking water anyway.
Anyways, but yeah, what's your kind of like process with editing the
Editing.
Documentary?
Well, like Premiere, it's just, it's the things that you can do. It's like if you can't do exactly that, then it's totally different. And the way that some things work in Avid is like simple things, like the way you move the mouse around the timeline isn't the same. And there are like different modes whereas like there's trim mode and there's effect mode.
I know there's similar shit with Pro Tools as well.
Yeah, whereas like in Premiere it's just thing, edit thing.
Yeah.
You have all of this stuff to
yeah,
use.
Which I prefer.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a lot better.
Cuz like you just like it's like I want to do this fucking like I don't know what mode I have to be in to do
yeah.
this thing and it's ugh.
And sometimes you go to a cut and it automatically drops you into trim mode, which is awful, and you don't want to be there, and you're there for some reason.
I'm sure that sucks a lot.
It's a pain.
How much time do you think that you'd be saving if you could use your software?
Hours. Literally hours.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I wouldn't be sitting there, like, just angrily moving the mouse. Why can't I just do this thing that I want to do mm-hmm. if it were for Premiere? And supposedly we're getting that next year, which, you know, doesn't help me.
Well, I mean, you're going to be there next year, though, right?
Yeah,
you...
but...
Okay, I didn't think you were graduating. Like, you're
no,
a
no.
year younger than me, but I don't know if, like... So, yeah, I was just fucking taking, like, 20-hour semesters, and, like...
Yep.
Because some people do that.
Yeah, that's insane.
And...
No.
yeah, like, I'm struggling right now with 15.
I know, yeah.
Though I do spend, like, 10 hours a week commuting, so.
Yeah. True.
Not for long.
Exactly, yeah. But, yeah, what was I going to say? No, I'm going to be a junior next year.
Okay,
so.
All right.
And we are getting Premiere, but I have to cut this for now in Avid, which I'm not super fond of, but I like it better than Final Cut, at least.
I've heard people generally don't like Final Cut.
I really, really, really fucking hate Final Cut. It just makes me angry.
I was wondering, by the way, what would you suggest for, like, free video editing software or not legal ways to do it. I want to eventually, like, edit videos and stuff for my, for the eventual, like, Let's Plays that I'll be doing.
Yeah.
I don't want to just dump them all off on you and be like, hey, Mike, look, fucking here's, like, six videos.
Because of that review that I've edited.
Yeah. I've heard it's great.
I'll just go now. but yeah.
Yeah, I want to, like, take some of that off of you.
Cool.
So I could, like, do it and, like, throw it up whenever I want, because I'm good at crunching things like that.
Yeah.
I like, yeah, doing that. But, do you know of any off the top of your head?
Any free ones?
Yeah.
Now, free ones or free ones that don't suck?
I mean, the most that I want to do is I want to be able to put, like, maybe if you make an animation for these, throw that at the front of it, and that's it. And then, like, the whole thing plays out. I just want to stick them together and make a video.
Like, 5 years ago, I would have said Windows Movie Maker was fine.
Oh my god, fuck that.
But now it's just, they changed it, and it's the worst thing in the world.
No, it's...
And I've never used iMovie, but I assume it's garbage. So I would suggest Premiere.
Okay.
And we can talk about legally purchasing that later.
That clips, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Because it's not, it doesn't... I these fucking microphones, because it doesn't clip in regular ways. It's, I don't know, I can't describe it. It's stupid to work with.
And I won't understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Audio.
So yeah, another big thing though that we keep on mentioning, I think, is that I'm actually moving next week.
No,
this upcoming weekend, I guess.
Okay, I thought it was this weekend, and you were being insane by coming here.
Oh, no. I mean, we're still, like, prepping and stuff.
Yeah,
We're in the process of moving boxes and stuff, but, yeah, the actual, like, put things in the truck and go to Chicago will be Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
I think I have a couple friends helping me, maybe, so that'll be kind of nice.
That's good.
Get some pizzas and feed everybody after everyone's all angry for moving shit. Because that's what happens. That's just a part of moving. Everyone gets, like, fed up and is, like, sweaty and doesn't want to carry another fucking box.
Right. It's the progression of life. You spend most of your life, or much of your life, gathering all of these friends and creating great relationships so that when you need to move, you can call upon them and then the friendship is dissolved.
Yeah. That's,
and they're so angry that they never talk to you.
That's
again.
A life cycle of the friendship. And then
hopefully
the place
their
that you
purpose
move,
have been fulfilled.
Yes. Hopefully the place that you move has enough other people that
right.
you. Then you just get new ones, and when you have to move again, it's, yeah.
And at the end, you move to, like, Iowa, where nobody else lives for, like, 100 miles, and you don't need any friends anyway, because
that's
the house you'll die in.
Yeah, that's where you retire and die unhappily.
Right. So.
There's a lot of old people in Iowa, I guess. What the fuck's in Iowa, by the way?
Corn.
All right. Kind of like how there's nothing, like, outside of the Midwest besides, like, Chicago, Madison, and St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it. And also corn.
Yes. Big on the corn.
Actually, I think here, our main export is wind.
Ho-ho.
That's what I really hate the wind.
Yeah?
I've had thoughts.
You're not going to, like, ever, like, going to Chicago then.
Yeah, but I will go there. I'll just be angry, super angry when I go there.
Just walking is fucking... You'll be no better than the crackheads are just like...
Exactly, yeah. You know what? Maybe they're the ones who see. They know what's up.
They understand.
They understand the wind. It's a physical entity that just wants to see you suffer. Like, oh, you combed your hair? Psh, nope. I hate you, wind.
Did you ever... Are you a Neil Gaiman fan at all?
I've never read any of his stuff.
Oh, okay.
But yes.
Never mind. Neverwhere has some, like, light... like, themes where it's, like, you should not disregard, like, the homeless and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think about that every once in a while. I'm like, yeah, but that's, like, England homeless. That's not Chicago homeless. This is a little bit different, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that move will be taking place. That's going to be big and crazy and hopefully awesome. Because, like, we're at the point now where we're just kind of looking at shit that's around our apartments. Like, oh, like, fuck, there's a cemetery. Like, there's literally, we can walk maybe 50 feet to the entrance of, a sizable cemetery.
Wow.
And that's just pretty cool.
Big cemetery fans?
Yes. Cool. Yeah. Mika used to go to mortuary school, so.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's, a thing that she used to do when she was younger. Like, her and her parents would, walk through a lot of... she's walked through a lot of cemeteries, just as a kid. Like, that's where they took walks and stuff.
Huh.
Yeah.
Does she have any, insight about cemeteries?
She knows which ones are pretty.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't feel like she knows too much about, some of the processes that go on there.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, burying that casket. She knows some things about caskets. There's a couple of different brands and stuff, ones that are biodegradable and stuff like that. There's, I think, I don't know where a supermarket is, but it doesn't matter. There are a couple of bars around. I guess there's one bar specifically. It is a lesbian bar, one.
Oh.
It is, I guess it's marketed towards big chicks, which means that the drinks themselves are just full of alcohol. I thought there was one other thing that's awesome about it. I think that's about it. Yeah.
Wow.
Big Chicks Lesbian Bar. So I'm.
Is that what it's called?
It's not far off. I'll be turning 21 on the 23rd of August. So the thing that sucks about that though is that I've only got 2 weeks until school starts.
Yeah.
So I just have to just be drunk for 2 weeks. Get it all in then.
Yeah, exactly.
And then to go to school. I think there's also, a public pool, kind of gym thing that's pretty close to us, too, so...
It's cool.
Yeah, no, it is exciting and scary, but I think I'm actually finally getting excited about it, because we've, kind of taken care of all the other shit that goes along with that.
Yeah.
I think we're going through the place and seeing what's wrong with it this week, and then moving into it.
And then you live there.
And I live there. Oof. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a residence, then.
Super strange.
Yeah. No, I get that. That's really crazy.
Mm-hmm. So, video games?
Yeah, video games. I was going to mention, when you were talking about trading stuff in for money, there's a video game tie-in with that, is that Amazon is doing this thing where if you trade in, $20 worth of games, they'll give you an extra $20.
Oh.
Credit, so...
What's their... how's their exchange system, though?
Well, I've only checked out, the crappy DS games that I want to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at, $12.
How many DS games?
With some... Also some PC games.
How many DS games and which DS games?
Okay.
He's breaking out the box.
Yep. This is the box of the crappy games I don't care about. And also Digimon World DS. I love you, Digimon. Okay, so yeah, all of the LEGO Star Wars DS games, they were pretty crappy. The Transformers game, the first one, the first Autobots one, and The Force Unleashed.
Huh.
On DS.
On DS.
It was just the most horrible thing.
Yeah, I like that. I hope that in the future, people understand, don't port that to handheld, please.
Yeah.
Because I feel like...
No, they
I
won't.
Mean, at least me as a consumer, I know, don't do that, that's a bad idea, don't buy that for a handheld if it's coming out on a major console.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Please don't do it.
But
so,
they
yeah,
don't,
so
they
those,
don't
those
that.
Like, 5 or 6 games for $12?
No, those probably added up to, $250.
Oh, fuck.
And then I added some of the PC games that I don't really play, like Halo and Halo 2, I put in there. Those were, $450. Or $4 and, $3. Something like that. I'm at 12 somehow.
Okay. So, you're still getting, you're essentially getting $40 of Amazon credit if you can muster up 20
right.
games.
Which would be great if I want to buy a 3DS.
Oh, my God. I should think about that.
Yeah.
Not that I need to spend $40 on anything on Amazon. I need shoes. They have shoes.
I'm sure you can buy shoes on Amazon. Isn't Amazon also, is that the same guy as Zappos?
Oh, I don't know.
Is Amazon Jeff Bezos?
I don't know names of anyone.
I think it is, and he also does Zappos, so there might be a tie-in there.
Probably. Zappos is just fashion stuff, right?
I think it started as just shoes, and now you can get other clothes there,
too. Okay, cool.
Yeah. They send it, like, to your house, and if you don't like it, you can send it back for free.
I do need some colorful summer shoes.
Or if it doesn't fit. Yeah.
Because, like, the only ones I have right now are, like, my green Converse, which you don't walk around in those too much, or else you'll just lose your feet.
Yeah.
And, like, these fancy brown shoes that just look dorky as hell with shorts, so... Mm-hmm. On the list. Some video games.
I found the list of all of the games that I'm selling. If you're interested in what
go ahead, run them down.
What the exchange was. Okay. $1 for Star Fox Command on the DS.
Star Fox Command. That was a GameCube game, wasn't it? Am I thinking of a different one? Maybe Star Fox Adventures is the one I'm thinking.
Probably a different one. Yeah.
With like dinosaurs and dumb shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. On the DS, I don't know, it was okay, but okay. It's $1, so goodbye. Lego Star Wars 2 nets me 25 cents. Yeah, which isn't the cheapest that I saw on Amazon. Transformers gets me $2. The Force Unleashed gets me another 25 cents. Neverwinter Nights on PC gets me 95 cents, which is still more than I bought it for, so...
Oh my god.
That's a profit. I think I bought it for like 65 cents. It was amazing. Halo is $2.35. Halo 2 gets me $4.75.
Okay.
Two Harry Potter games, The Goblet of Fire and The Prisoner of Azkaban, each get me 25 cents.
Are those DS games?
No, those are PC.
Oh.
Goblet of Fire, not that great. Prisoner of Azkaban, I had a lot of fun days with it, but...
I think I played that one, too.
Probably won't play
it again.
We might
have already had this conversation.
Maybe?
Or is it this weird, like, arbitrary period where it's like, my brother's got this Harry Potter game... And I had to beat it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, fantastic. I need to beat it. There's a lot of things to collect, and I wanted all of them.
Because it was that time in your life where you could just say, hey, video game, I'm doing that.
Oh, my God, yeah. Miss that. Hope that'll happen more over the summer.
Yeah.
If I'm not working all the time.
Yeah.
Which I shouldn't be. Maybe.
I will be.
Oh, boy.
I'm only crying on the inside.
Well, I mean, you won't be doing... Is what you're doing technically factory work? Or it's like this hybrid.
I wouldn't call it factory work.
Okay.
A lot of the time, I am sitting down.
All right.
So.
Because I know the only thing I really know about is it involves like tedious metalwork stuff.
Yeah, most of what I do, I would say most of what I do is packaging.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, but if I'm running this like big old packaging machine, it's called Nullpack, and they had to go down to Texas to get it, and it's really temperamental, and you have to like speak its language and become the machine's whisperer.
Can you speak the Alpac?
Can I speak the Alpac? Yes. By which I mean yes.
Are you getting paid minimum?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Sam's. I feel you, but I also get tips, hopefully.
Mm.
Work in food service again.
Oh. Is that it, Jamba?
Yeah. Mm. Yep. Which, I mean, the only reason I'm doing that is because I know for a fact that like, right as soon as I get out of school, they will give me a job.
Yeah.
And otherwise, like, that's like for 2 weeks at like roughly full time, it's at least like $400.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more than that. Plus tips every week. And they're taking me immediately. So there's no job hunt that I need to go
through.
Even though I might be able to, like, if I tried really hard in the last few weeks, maybe like get some office thing for like 10 an hour.
Mm.
But there's always a chance that, I mean, I literally have no office work, like an office experience. So, yeah. Go to old food service.
Yeah.
I was hoping it wouldn't come to this again, but.
I mean, Jamba isn't terrible.
No.
It's not like bussing tables and stuff.
No, it's definitely no Dunkin' Donuts where I have to get up at the, like, Jesus, I think the earliest I've gone in is 5 o'clock.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wait, that's when I wake up for work over the summer.
Oh my god. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. I think I wake up at 5. Yeah. Something like that. I don't know. We go in at 7.
Okay, less about our lives, more
video games. How long has this been? I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't, whatever.
Too long.
Yes. So, big thing. So, E3 coming up. However, Nintendo has recently announced that they will not be doing a official press conference type thing. Which is interesting. They'll be throwing off like the whole dichotomy of the big three in terms of press conferences.
It's kind of huge.
Yeah, and they say instead of they'll be doing like individual, like I guess other presentations on things that they have coming up.
Sort of like mini conferences, I guess.
Yeah, which I mean, when you put it like that, it doesn't sound terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I don't know. I feel like those press conferences are important for, like, the public and stuff.
Yeah. But it does sort of make sense for Nintendo. Like, I don't know if anybody else could do this, but Nintendo has Nintendo Direct, where they've just announced all this big 3DS stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sort of use that as their soapbox. And it's this outlet where they can make sure that the presentation is exactly what they want. You know,
that's
it's
true.
Sort of a controlled environment. Mm-hmm. So that it makes sense for them to do that.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe it would cost less money. I don't know. It seems like they need to start making back cash on the Wii U, though.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that they're going to release their heavy hitters soonish, because
mm-hmm.
they themselves have
they
really
are,
come
actually.
Out.
They've talked about the Wii U and how people don't like it because they don't understand what it is.
Well, like, yeah, that and Nintendo themselves haven't really released too much for it yet.
Exactly, yeah. So,
which fucking peeves me till no end. I mean, they just came out with their eShop, too, which is... Mm-hmm. What, 6 months after launch?
Yeah.
Like, I understand that takes a while, but that's...
And, like, there is some great stuff coming, and I can see it becoming more successful, but, like, why couldn't you do this right away?
Yeah, like, that's one thing that always gets under my skin, is, like, try and, like, jump out of the gate as soon as you can, I feel. Like, don't release all of your shit, like, right there. It's like, boom, yeah. Fucking 50 titles.
Right,
like,
yeah,
at
but...
launch, but...
Still.
Yeah,
they could have done better. But, so the president, or the... Is he the CEO? I don't know. The president, Satoru Iwata.
Oh, yeah.
Said some stuff.
I think he recently got promoted, too.
Yeah, he took over Nintendo of America.
I think he's a CEO now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In addition to his global president status of Nintendo.
Yes.
Just Nintendo. Not the world.
Yes.
Though, would we mind having Iwata be global president?
He's pretty cool.
World government. He's an okay guy. And yeah, some other guy took over Nintendo Japan. So I guess that means Reggie Fils-Aimé is out?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything about that, because I think he's the president.
Okay, so they're different roles?
Yes.
Yeah. It wouldn't make sense for them to get rid of Reggie.
No, everyone loves Reggie.
He's a great guy.
His
body is ready.
He's so good. God. The joy that's come out of that man in terms of just internet and like other talk. I hear so many different things. It's so funny.
It's good stuff. So Iwata was talking about the Wii U, and he's like, the sales aren't great because people either don't know that it exists because the marketing has been bad, or they don't know what it is. They just think it's a new peripheral for the Wii.
Right, which they totally dropped the ball on.
Definitely. So they're going to beef up that, presumably, and he said they are going to shift to more of a focus on big first-party title releases, starting with Pikmin 3, I think.
Ah, yes.
So that's coming, and that will, I suppose...
I hope that just opens the floodgates for other first-party things.
That's the phrase I was looking for.
Again, they've just been liking... I mean, they've got Pikmin 3 coming out, eventually the remake of Wind Waker, which could sell some consoles, I feel.
Sure. Which would be great, because it's the while you're waiting for the real Zelda game, and then those people will already have the console when the real Zelda comes out.
Right. Yeah.
Cool beans.
Not that I've been a particular fan of new Zeldas for a while, but...
Well.
Speaking of new Zeldas, though.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Segways!
Link to the Past sequel.
Yep, which heard a lot of different things.
I'm excited.
When I initially saw it, I don't enjoy how the 3DS does 3D, or Nintendo how it does, like... first-person 3D games. It seemed like a little bit too bubblicy and cutesy for me initially, but once I was able to look past that, I see some potential.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that it doesn't revolve around that 2D gimmick too much.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
that I don't know, that doesn't seem very Zelda-ish, some people have pointed out.
Hmm.
I mean, there have definitely been... I don't know, there are other gimmicks. I mean, obviously, when Ocarina of Time came out, there wasn't, like, that whole, like, musical shtick thing.
Yeah.
I guess Wind Waker with the sailing, I guess if you could call that a shtick, but...
And, I mean, he has turned into a wolf, so...
Yeah.
Crazier things have happened.
No, yeah, that's true. I don't know. Yeah, no, we can only wait. Not that not like I can acquire it, but some of the music I've heard seems pretty cool. Some of the dungeons are really neat. I enjoy the vertical kind of emphasis they're putting on it. Like,
yeah, I did like that.
The way that, like, the transitions are between, like, different floors, and, like, if you fall through this spot and go down, it seems interesting.
I think I saw, like, a video that was like just 13 straight minutes of gameplay, mm-hmm. and it was amazing. And the thing that I loved the most was that all of the sounds and the music are exactly the same, but like upscaled or up-resed for the 3DS. Yeah.
Was that the one where it did have like the dungeon music and stuff?
Yeah.
That was, yeah, and I think
the,
that was
the sword swing music and getting stuff music or mm-hmm. Sounds. It's all the same.
Sword swing music.
Sword swing music.
That, I think that's, that needs to happen.
Yeah, definitely. But like all of the sounds were the same, just, you know, better for better hardware. But
right.
That made me feel really good about it.
Only time will tell.
Yes.
But, I can only hope for people to like it. I can only hope for it to be one of those good games that I eventually get when I feel like a 3DS is something I need in my life.
Yep. That's the game that is going to make me want a 3DS. Mm. It's already made me want a 3DS. And if there's some kind of bundle when that comes out, then great.
That'd be nice. Like a an updated map or something of... Has there been any talk of like the story yet of that?
No, there has not. They don't want to give that away.
Okay.
Or the actual title, so.
Link to the Past 2.
No.
Past and in the Past.
Past and in the Past. We figured it out.
Link to the Past 2 coming at you yesterday.
Oh, God. And the theme...
Son of the Past.
And the theme is Back in Time from Back to the Future.
Yes. You're welcome, Nintendo.
Oh. We either made the best 90s game or the worst 90s game just now.
I'm waiting for one of those.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff.
So let's see, what else is going on?
Speaking of E3, 2K Games is also not going to be there.
Oh, yeah, they're just not going to have a booth.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't really know them for anything else that isn't, like, being a publisher for Borderlands?
Yeah, they just published Bioshock Infinite.
Oh, right. Okay.
But, I mean, publisher doesn't seem like a big deal. Mm. I mean, I know publishers are, like, the people who get the word out, but I just feel like publishers are the people who come in and put their stamp on something that other people have put their blood, sweat, and tears into, so I don't really care about them.
Maybe I wanted to bring that up to let you know I don't care about them.
Yes. Maybe that's just the communist in me coming out.
Bioshock Infinite, though, that's something that you've been playing.
Yes.
I am curious, have you played the other Bioshocks at all?
I've not.
I haven't either. I've heard that you don't really need to for this new one.
Definitely.
Interested in how it handles, though. Because I have like a vague idea of how the other Bioshocks play.
Okay.
But, so what's it like now, though? What are your opinions so far? I know that you're pretty ecstatic.
It is lovely. It's the most beautiful thing. It's the first game that I've gotten excited about in a while.
Mm.
Like, it came out, and there was this huge buzz, and I was like, okay, fine, I have to play it. It's like this cultural touchstone, where if I don't play it, I will be left out of something.
No, right, and then, like, you kind of, like, read other people's, like, being excited about it, and you get really excited about it. I haven't had that in so long.
I know, yeah. There are so many articles in my like, Read It Later apps that are about Bioshock Infinite, and that start out... Bioshock Infinite spoilers follow us, so I'm like, God, I just have to play it because I want to read about it.
Right, right.
But yeah, it's just, it's beautiful.
Elaborate.
No.
I mean, no, like, what more really needs to be said?
I mean, it's super immersive. I just got sucked into that thing. It was, for the first time, I didn't realize the time had passed.
Oh my God.
Like, I looked up
greatest.
At the clock. It is, it's the best. It's like that.
Like that in so long.
It's like that moment in the X-Files where Mulder realizes that they've been abducted, and he shouts, "We lost 9 minutes!" But you haven't seen the X-Files, so.
So for all the older people who have watched X-Files, no, actually, no, I know a couple of people who watch X-Files on Netflix.
But anyway, yeah, I looked up the clock while I was playing it, and it was 12:30, and I was like, "Okay, I'll get off soon," and then like 3 seconds later, I look up, and it's 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, that was an hour. It was great.
No, yeah.
It was good stuff.
God, I haven't played something like that in so long.
And then I didn't stop playing until 2.
I'm hoping that Saints Row the Third will do that for me.
Yeah.
Or what other games have I not started? Me and Mika want to go through the first Bioshock eventually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should get those.
Wait for a Steam sale. I'm sure you can get the first two for $10 eventually.
Oh, yeah. Do the same thing with Mass Effect.
Yes, which is how I got my first two. That's, oh, God, yeah, that's another one. I haven't started Mass Effect 3 yet. I've had it since Christmas, but I haven't started it.
Oh.
And since I'm moving now, I probably won't be able to. but just because I don't know if it'll run fine on either of our computers.
Mm-hmm.
But
I just want to say about Bioshock Infinite, to elaborate some more, the writing is fantastic.
Okay.
And all of the characters are, like, incredibly human.
Cool.
I'm never thinking, like, oh, I'm in a game world, and this is something you're saying over and over. And especially Elizabeth is such a human character.
I've heard they put quite a bit of work into her.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic.
So it's not just a escort mission for the whole game then, right?
Yeah, definitely not. She's definitely a person.
I heard she holds her own pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't want to say anything else.
All right. Like it forever?
Yes, I'm now mute. No.
Another thing about companies, though, real quick, Square Enix, which we I think we mentioned in the last podcast, either the last one or the one before that, how they haven't been doing so hot. They recently just put up a big, like, spring sale where they've got a couple of their pretty big titles, like 75% off and stuff. And this wouldn't really matter too much otherwise, but besides the fact that I'm thinking, I remember when THQ did this.
And they were just drawn and quartered, and their parts were sold.
Yeah, yeah. Which was finally taken care of recently, I think. I don't know who acquired what. I didn't take a look at it.
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head.
But at least some of the IPs are acquired. And
they're alive.
Yes.
So people are looking to do stuff with them.
Hopefully it's not going to just be people holding on to it and be like, oh, yeah, you want to like, do a third game of this, you pay us some money.
Yeah.
So, you know, cool that their assets got acquired, I suppose. But
dem assets.
Yeah.
I had to. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Shutting it down. That's it. We're done. That's it. But yeah, I can only kind of wonder how well they're doing.
Yeah.
Hopefully this is just a temporary, like, small little, oh, hey, here you go, guys thing. But I don't know. That's, since what happened to THQ, that's left me kind of skeptical.
I know. And you did talk about Square Enix and their profits from the last few games.
Their lack thereof.
How they weren't so stoked about,
not up to their expectations, yeah, technically,
which I think is bullshit.
They're doing something wrong. Like, yeah, there's something within how they're handling creating games that is not working.
Yeah, and I think perhaps it speaks to the larger issue of the Metacritic thing that I
was
going to talk to you about, but it's just a huge honking article about Metacritic and its what part it plays in...
I mean, we're only at 40 minutes.
...development of games. Okay.
We can dive into it, unless you're not prepared.
I would like to be more prepared.
Okay, but, all right. Maybe we'll give that a go next week.
Yeah. Just in short, it was about publishers asking for higher scores, and, like, you can't control what the game's reviewed, but...
Right.
It depended on whether or not they would get money, and it was a bit...
There's a lot of things to talk
a
about.
A whole big thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, hopefully they don't go away.
Yeah.
I guess.
Because I want another Deus Ex game.
And I'm sure plenty of people want more Final Fantasy games.
Oh. Square Enix can't die. Right? They can't die.
Ooh, yeah. Neither can THQ.
Mommy, tell me they can't die. Yeah, THQ. Mm.
Or LucasArts. They can't die either.
Shut up, man. you shut up about LucasArts.
Too soon?
You get out of my house. I just tried to load up TIE Fighter on my computer, yeah, and it didn't work.
Oh.
Sad.
Sorry.
I think it was asking for, like, 16-bit drivers,
oh,
and I'm like, dude, I only have 64. All I have is these super new drivers.
I cannot cut them up for you.
It just doesn't work, yeah. There's some sort of fix that I need to
figure out. Yeah, no, playing old games, just... That's
not easy.
That's the one thing with PCs, I guess, that I've never really thought about. Like, mm-hmm, playing old games is kind of a hassle. Like,
yeah.
Unless they're released for, like, good old games or something and, like, reformatted to run on,
yeah,
like, you know, Windows 7 or something. It's pretty tough. Like, mm-hmm, I can't run my physical copy of Dungeon Keeper 2. Even when you try and, like, go into the settings and be like, oh, run as though it's Windows XP, it gives me such a hard fucking time.
Just doesn't like it.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's not... Unfortunately, if you want to play a game that's, like, 15, 20 years old, there's not a whole lot of reverse compatibility,
yeah,
for PCs, I guess.
I knew I should have kept my old e-machines. Oh, good old piece of crap.
One thing. I guess kind of worth mentioning. You haven't looked into this quite as much as I have, I feel. Just I've read, like, which is to say you've probably, like, glanced over an article. I have read a total of two. the whole Dragon's Crown thing.
Yeah, no, I have read a bit into that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
It's one that I can honestly see both sides of.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, from a... It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is kind of cut and dry in certain respects, but I also, like, think you could have still had that character, but could you have gone, like, about a different way to make her, like, still be in the game? Like, did she have to be, like, the centerpiece of the images that you're showing for
right.
this game?
And... For those of you who don't know, it's about a witch or a sorceress.
I think it's, like, hearkening back to, like, an old, like, hack and slash. I think it's supposed to be, like, a 2D side-scrolling-ish mm-hmm. kind of thing.
And the controversy is she is very well endowed.
She's
upstairs.
Got big tits. Like, she's, like, there's no... And they're pretty exposed. Like,
yes.
That is the set, like, focal point of a majority of the, like, images that she's been in. And
right.
There was this scuffle with some Kotaku writer whose name I don't know because I don't read Kotaku at all.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And
he
was saying that...
wrote a big article about it, and then...
Yeah, mostly saying about how, like, the art style just seems really, really juvenile.
He said the dude who designed it must have been a 14-year-old boy.
Yes, and that's
which makes a lot of sense. But the dude who actually designed it, who is not, in fact, a 14-year-old boy, yeah. went on Facebook and was like, oh, he probably likes this instead, and posted a picture of these big, muscly men. Which makes him really seem like a dick.
Yeah, and I kind of wonder, too, because I wonder how... This is a Japanese game, I presume.
Yes.
That makes me wonder if there was something that was unfortunately lost in translation. Like, he was trying to be
it
funny,
very,
but
it very well could be.
But instead he came
and
off
it
as,
seems
like
that's what it was.
Homophobic.
Yeah.
I hope that...
It seems
like
he was trying to...
right after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He did apologize, and they're...
The picture...
They're gonna hug it out.
I thought the picture was really funny, though, that he drew. It was, like, these big... I guess it's, like, the dwarf characters, these big, like, burly, mostly naked pictures of this dwarf guy, and it's just really funny. Really muscular naked men, very funny to me, by the way.
Okay.
it's such... I think I mostly find it funny because it's, like, the counter of what you usually see in games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And media.
So then, from that, the argument was, why is that okay, but not the chick with big tits?
Kind of. I mean...
But, I mean, it's also because...
I mean, that's not much of an argument in itself, either.
Yeah.
Like,
because of the white male privilege in society?
Yeah, essentially. I mean, men are not exploited for their muscles a lot.
Definitely not.
At least, definitely not as
frequently. I certainly haven't been.
I haven't been yet. I'm planning. It'll
planning
it'll
to
catch,
be exploited.
It'll catch up to me.
Sure.
You know, and yeah.
No, but it's
it's a strange issue, but I feel like for the most part, people are like, "It's like, dude, come on."
Mm-hmm.
It's like you. I think it also comes at a really bad time as well.
Yes.
Because we're seeing a lot of this.
There's
newfound like feminism that's
definitely.
Growing in video games,
especially
being
in games,
embraced.
Yeah.
So I think it's a combination of probably not the best move
mm-hmm.
to create a character like that, as well as the time it's been placed in. But again, the other side of the argument is it's just a parody. It's just like useless fun and like the tits aren't hurting anybody. And
mm-hmm.
I guess like the people who would think that that's a true representation of Wynn probably aren't like getting too far in life anyways.
Right.
Again, I'm a little bit on the fence. I kind of lead towards the people who sympathize with more, like the female fan base of things.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I heard an interesting thing where it's like, we probably need more women weighing in on this, because I've only mostly heard the opinions of guys.
That's true, yeah. That's a huge problem.
Yeah.
It's like we have this big uprising of feminism in games, and then this issue comes along, and they're like, oh wait, where are the women again? We need you guys.
Yeah.
We forgot that you still aren't in the industry.
Yeah.
In that respect, I would like to commend the latest Tomb Raider in making Lara Croft very realistic.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
I've not played it.
Okay, I've been watching a Let's Play on.
Oh, okay, cool.
The Yogg's Cast.
Good.
It's good stuff, yeah. And all three of the new skin DLC packs that add new outfits,
mm-hmm.
All three of them cover her body.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. I was like, I read...
Not going all Dead or Alive on this?
Yeah. Oh, God. No, I read the headline, like, new skin pack DLC for Tomb Raider, and I got really nervous. Like, you did it right the first time. What are you doing? Yeah. But then I saw them. I was like, oh, well that's okay.
What are the benefits? I'm curious. Are they funny?
No, it's just, like,
damn it.
Different, like, survival jacket stuff. Just like a full-on...
Yeah, like a mascot. Almost.
Cartoon, like a mascot tiger thing.
That's what I was thinking.
Stealthing around in that. For man. I mean, there's room inside for all the weapons.
See? They only make sense.
I mean, what else do mascots have going on in there?
Clearly, America's number one threat.
Clearly they're packing. I mean, we passed the conceal and carry without thinking about mascots. That's all I'm saying.
If we did podcast episodes, mascot packing is probably the title that this one would get.
Mascot packing. Okay. I'll live with that. I coined the term mascot packing.
Yeah. But yeah, it's probably just a thing that'll blow over. It's probably, for the most part, temporary. But people are talking about it right now, and...
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a thing. It's definitely a thing worth looking at.
I thought it was something worth
how
mentioning.
We design our characters.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
I just had an idea for a game in the shower, and I forgot what it was.
It's about showering?
Or like a game mechanic.
Oh, okay.
And I forgot what it was now. That's really upsetting.
I was trying to think about what the pretend game company that Dave wanted to come up with the other day. I couldn't remember the name of it, but it was really good. That's fine. We probably shouldn't say it, because people will obviously be stealing that.
Right. Thieves.
Yeah.
Speaking of thief. What? What's
this
that?
This is a segue cast.
Is it going to be segue cast or mascot packing? Make up your mind.
Don't.
segue pack and mascot
it's
cast.
It's got to be really defensive, and then I wasn't. That thief controversy thing. I've never really played the thief games.
Nor have I.
I only skimmed the surface of, like, the stealth-based games. Like, I really dig Metal Gear, but mm-hmm. that is a fairly, like, popular mainstream, like, stealth game.
Yeah.
But I guess there's been some stuff going on with the new, quote-unquote, reboot of Thief.
Apparently, the current build looks nothing like the original idea for it, and a bunch of people who are high up in the development have left... since development started.
Did they give details about how it was different? Because I know that Thieves like usually a first-person kind of
oh, is it really?
Experience. I think.
See, I know nothing about Thief.
Oh. I think traditionally it is.
Okay. Well, I guess that makes sense, because Deus Ex, first-person.
Yeah, made by the same dudes. So, yeah, I think I remember seeing old footage of the first two. Mm-hmm.
This is also Square Enix and Eidos Montreal.
Mm.
So, apparently it's been in production there for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it's bound to change over that time.
Well, yeah.
But there's got to be a period where it's not worth as much as you've put into it.
I wonder about that sometimes,
so
too.
I would think it's in danger of being killed off.
Mm. Yeah. I feel like there would be so many upset people
mm-hmm.
that just want that Thief reboot that would hate Square Enix for canceling that.
Yeah, definitely.
That is a long time, though, and it boggles my mind, I don't know, because, like, saying that something has been in production for 5 years doesn't always mean that people have been actively working on it for 5 years.
That's true.
Because, like, maybe, like, there's a stage, like, okay, now we bring in the programs after we have, like, an idea of what we want, and they work on it for 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
It's just such a massive amount of time, though, for some of these AAA games. It blows my mind sometimes.
Yeah. So I've got some more details about that. So, like, in the games industry, the vertical slice is a term.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard that before.
Is it like the new Metal Gear where you can cut up a lot of things?
Metal Gear Vertical Slice.
Yeah.
Revengeance. Yeah, because that's a name. No, but vertical slice
is
like a condensed demonstration of potential art, design, and gameplay and tone. So it's like a demo.
Like a demo for style?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly, yeah. So apparently that took 9 months to complete.
Whoa.
The Thief Vertical Slice. Yeah. So there were all of these Eidos Montreal people working on it. And... Right, okay, so a bunch of, like... programmers and artists and people came from other Montreal studios, and a couple of the senior people on the development team had worked together at Ubisoft Montreal, and so they were recruiting their local colleagues. Okay. And apparently, just to quote Polygon here, collegial favoritism began to divide the office, which is never something you want in a game development team.
Or in general.
Or in general,
unless
exactly.
Unless you're like a favoritism office.
Right. Favoritism, Inc. You're welcome, but not you.
That's pretty good.
So it goes on to say, the lead and senior design roles were fluid, with some team members departing after less than 2 years. According to one source, each new lead and senior designer would come with a new vision for the game.
Ooh.
Old ideas, including stages and mechanics, would be rebuilt or scrapped. So that's what's been holding it up, I guess.
So
which
that's
is
just,
not cool.
It seems like bad overall management.
I guess, yeah.
Too many chefs destroying the stew
the food.
Or some shit. The food stuff.
Yep. Just they all put the yeast in. Three Stooges fans, anybody?
I used to watch Three Stooges a lot as a kid.
Nobody from the 1920s is listening? What's that?
Yeah, right. This is not the podcast for you, then.
Well, Sonny, I was trying to do a 1920s newscast thing.
God, I...
So what's with that price of bread? Just... Go on.
I just lost hearing in my left ear.
Seriously?
No, I didn't, but the tinnitus is... my tinnitus is acting up.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
Nope.
Yeah, shame about that game, though. That just... That doesn't seem, like, well-managed.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's like Square Enix let that one really get away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's part of what the problem is over there.
Take 5 years to make a game with a couple different senior leads.
Yeah.
Who all have different ideas. Who haven't talked with other people to understand what the
apparently.
Like, vision they're going for.
So. Yeah.
Not good.
Pretty stupid.
Speaking of game companies, though, EA just laid off some people.
Again.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh.
Weren't there some other layoffs previously? And I know their CEO stepped down. I think we talked about that.
Is that technically a layoff?
Well.
Well, that one guy resigned to the Twitter guy.
That was Microsoft.
Oh, damn it. Fuck.
Yeah. He was the Microsoft product design or lead design.
Creative
Flutter. Something, yeah.
Anyways, they laid off like 10% of their workforce, I guess.
Yeah.
Shutting down a couple of different branches.
They closed two studios. They closed PopCap Vancouver, and they closed one other studio. And they are shutting down their EA partner program.
Which we
I guess
really,
was a thing, yeah.
I never really knew what that was.
Yeah. But if they were, you know, working with PopCap, then it probably has something to do with just putting their umbrella over everybody.
Could be. I love PopCap so much.
I know.
I like them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just playing Plants vs. Zombies at school the other day.
The shame for me
Android.
Is that I've played so much Plants vs. Zombies that there's nothing left for me to do in Plants vs. Zombies.
Okay. I still haven't beaten the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like the regular campaign?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I just don't dedicate a lot of time to it.
There's a lot more
in any one
that.
Time.
Like, there are mini games and shit after that.
So I hear.
Do that.
I will. My friend just... beat it on his iPhone. And I'm going over there later to help him jailbreak it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, me neither.
All right.
But I'm going to help.
All right.
We're going to figure it out.
Good job breaking that thing.
Yeah. Break it out of that jail.
Yeah. Wonder how that kind of makes EA look in terms of worst company ever.
Right.
Laying off.
Well, I mean, still firing people.
Yes. Yeah.
Kind of awful.
Which... Kind of a, I mean, with a corporation that big, it's kind of a natural thing that needs to happen.
Yeah.
But it's never good.
Still, yeah.
Mm.
It's never good to see still more...
people getting laid off.
And still more game
jobs.
Studios being closed.
Right. I saw a lot... There was a lot of outreach on Twitter, too.
Yeah.
From, like, other companies. Like, hey, we have openings at Gearbox. And, like, a couple of other companies are like, hey, we're sorry about the layoffs. We have some openings.
That's nice.
Which is so cool.
Yeah.
Love.
Did people do that for LucasArts as well?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Some people probably did. I didn't see it. That wasn't as prevalent. It was more people being just like, hey, I'm really sorry that this happened.
Yeah.
I didn't see so much outreach from people being like, we have jobs. But, I mean, I'm sure that people were contacted.
Yeah. And at the same time, I mean, you have LucasArts on your resume.
Yeah.
I would think you'd be okay.
We kind of talked about that.
Yeah.
Hopefully that it would be okay.
And it is my great hope... that some of those people go to studios that then are able to license maybe like Battlefront 3 or 1313.
In your dreams.
Yeah, it is in my dreams. I think I actually had a dream once where I was playing Battlefront 3 and I was super happy.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I had a dream about playing Battlefront 3. And then I woke up and I cried for 3 days in a row. Part of that was a lie. I only cried for 2 days.
part of that was a lie. I didn't include the vomiting.
Exactly. But the point is, I want Battlefront 3.
I know you do.
And 1313. It was a game about Boba Fett. How can you not want a game about Boba Fett? It's about Boba Fett. That's what I just heard myself say.
Yeah.
So sad. Now I'm done. But speaking of EA, SimCity is still going on.
Yep, and they just released a patch, I think, where...
A 2.0 patch. Yes. Not just any patch.
Yeah, the two...
A thing that's
the 2.0 stands for twice as many bugs
yeah.
in your fucking game.
That's good, yeah, because that's actually what it did.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't.
Apparently it just
now,
made things worse.
Was it EA that came out with the patches, that, or would that technically be under the jurisdiction of...
Maxis. I think it's under Maxis. Mm. They are the development team. So, what the hell, Maxis? Where'd you go wrong?
Yeah, that's just a whole... just an area you just kind of, like, push with. Like, I don't want to hear or talk about this
yeah.
thing anymore.
I mean, it all comes down to underestimating the amount of servers they need in the beginning. If they had just not done that, this wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
Eh.
Eh. Fuck 'em.
Yep.
All of them.
SimCity sucks. World goes round. There's shit in woods.
Do they?
You didn't know? Some of them steal Enchiridions. That's right, I got there.
I think you're actually farther than me in
really?
Adventure Time then. Yeah.
I finished season 4.
Cool.
I started season 5 this morning.
I think we're in the middle of season 4. Or season 3. No, I think 4.
Okay.
Pretty sure. We just haven't had means to watch it. Because, like, the only way that we can watch it is... No, I forget. Hmm. On our laptops, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's stupid. The only thing that we're doing that with right now is Game of Thrones.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Did you see the latest episode?
Yes.
Oh.
Fucking Khaleesi.
Yeah.
And
she's my favorite.
The thing that popped out of that I think is fantastic is, you might have seen this on Tumblr, there are now, there was some brief memes of Khaleesi where it's like lyrics from rap songs posted on pictures of her.
I think I have seen that, yeah.
Oh,
it
was so fucking good.
Oh, it was so cool.
Just Nicki Minaj songs posted over Khaleesi being a badass.
Yeah.
No, that, yeah. I
think that was the best episode of the season so far.
I was waiting for her to pick up.
Yeah.
So cool.
And she just looks back at, like, her counsel, like, you want to question me again?
Yeah.
You think I don't know what I'm doing?
Right.
Oh. Brilliant.
I think it's going to be so interesting how that plays out.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's, like, she's this fucking, like, wild card. Like,
I
got fucking dragons and soldiers, and
it's
I
like,
came from across the sea.
Exactly, yeah. It's like everything's playing out in Westeros, and then over here, she's just amassing this crazy amount of power. And people have no idea.
Yeah. No, I think that's going to be...
It's going to be really interesting when that is introduced into what's going on in Westeros.
For sure. Because she just... I mean... I guess just the way that the show's framed is she seems so far removed from all of that. And
yeah.
she's going to get involved in all of that. Like, I don't know about very soon. I don't know...
And she doesn't even know about, like... There's so many things happening. She has no idea about the White Walkers that are coming down.
Right.
I mean, never mind all of the war for the throne. That's, like, all she knows about.
Yeah, she knows that she wants that seat.
Yeah.
She's gonna fight for it.
That's right.
With some dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Though, I do have to say, mild spoilers if you haven't seen any Game of Thrones yet, which, shame on you if you haven't. Fucking pirate that shit.
Come on.
Yeah. I kind of had an idea that What's-His-Face was just going to get his shit rocked by one of the dragons when she was like, yeah, you can have one of my dragons. Like, she would never do that.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to get eaten alive.
Come on.
Like, something bad's going to happen to him, and she's taking that thing back.
He was such a dick. I was just waiting for him to be killed.
Yeah.
Burned, stabbed, eaten, whatever.
See, the thing is, I was thinking, like, that she... Well, obviously, I didn't know that she spoke the language.
Oh, yeah.
Was happening, though, so I just assumed that he was going to be, like, left alone, like, to be a dick.
Yeah.
But...
Nope.
Yeah.
She's a badass.
And I really dig the new, like, sort of triad that's going on, where she's got, like, her new, like, the new dude. I don't know. I forget.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting because they, like, both provide, like, different aspects of what, like, she, they think that she should do, and it's more than just that guy now.
Right.
I think that provides for more unique ways to think about, like, her decisions.
Yeah, definitely.
At least from her standpoint.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting getting their input to her, because it's like they were the ones who were sort of, like, removed from that kingdom, mm-hmm. so it's like they can say whatever they want now. It's right. like they're not bound by anything.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
It reminds me of Mass Effect a little bit, because like in some like parts you always have like decisions where it's like there are obviously two people arguing for different options. That happens a lot, actually.
Yeah.
And so it kind of it reminds me of that to an extent.
So Khaleesi is just
Shepherd.
The main character in a big old RPG.
Yeah. Oh, fucking
Mike stuff. Not me, but the microphone.
No, you too. Fuck, man.
You don't like you too? Yeah. Puns. Take them.
Actually, I don't prefer them. They're okay.
Okay. Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah.
I hear Bono's a good guy.
He's done quite a bit.
Yep. He's done some stuff.
He's all right. I guess.
So we got somehow from video games to you too.
Yeah, that's fine.
This is how we do.
Well, that Hearse of Cards? Hearse of Cards.
Hearse of Cards.
Yeah. That's picking up, too. And we recently saw the episode where Frank, like, fucked up on live TV.
Oh, yeah.
Which was ridiculous. I was waiting for him. I was waiting for some like him to just slip up a little bit, because, like, no one is that perfect in shows.
I am glad they did that.
A little bit.
He is human.
Yes.
At last, we have found out he is human. And let me just say to you, who are only six episodes in, just fucking wait.
No, I'm... Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, guys.
And again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my glob, you guys.
My God, Ben. I used to have the best impression of Space Princess. That was all I would do for a while.
Nice. These lumps are not for sale, Steven. It's a good time.
Yeah, let's call it.
All right.
Where can you...
It's been fun.
If you were you, where would you want to go and find your stuff?
I am me, coincidentally. And I frequently go to find my own things at youtube.com/vlogandegan.
Cool.
You can also go to youtube.com/eganworks, because the documentary is going to be there, and there's currently a trailer for the documentary there.
Yeah, pretty cool. So if you want to see that stuff, do check that out.
And subscribe so you get the documentary when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
It's free.
For free.
Yeah.
Free things.
Free things are good.
What other free things do we offer our listeners?
Why, all of our things are free. That includes the main blog where all of our stuff goes. That is when we eventually have stuff. And that's at firstpersonblogsim.wordpress.com. You can also follow us on all of the social media, including Twitter at FPBSim.
Mm-hmm.
FPBSim.tumblr.com. Facebook.com/FPBSim. And Friendster.
Also on LinkedIn, if you know any radio studios that just need to have some people talking about
it. You can also check in to us on GetGlue.
What the fuck is that?
You've never heard of GetGlue?
No.
Yeah, it's you check into like TV shows and movies, and they'll send you stickers.
Oh,
like physical stickers.
Huh.
It's pretty cool.
Could you lie?
Sure, yeah. I do.
So lie it with Get Glue and get stickers.
That's right. I don't know how they're making money. Well, it's advertising.
Yeah,
stuff.
And also you can send us emails.
Right.
FPBSim@gmail.com?
At gmail.com.
Damn it.
How does email work?
Yeah, no, I forget. So, yeah.
We're so confused after all of the.
Send us your C2E2 cosplays.
Yeah.
Never mind.
My friend just went to C2E2 and went to the Felicia Day panel.
My friend just passed up Felicia Day as he was walking through the convention. Oh, he said that she's shorter in real life.
Really?
Which is fine. I saw Spawn get on the Metro.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool. I wanted to get a picture with him, but he was not in my car.
Oh.
Unfortunately. I just want to say, too, we do have things that we're kind of working on. Like,
yeah.
I feel so bad because it's like we say, it's like, oh yeah, we got a review and we have a let's play, like a, not a let's play, but a preview of Hammerwatch and stuff. Those things exist. Yes. Like, they're here. We're not bullshitting you.
They do exist in video form.
Yeah, we just
have to make them.
Yeah, we have to make them. We haven't got around to them. So they'll trickle out.
It's me. It's just I'm editing them.
Well, I mean, you're editing a lot of other things, too. Yes. I cannot blame you.
I have a lot of other work to do. And I'm sorry. That school comes first.
Yeah, unfortunately. But eventually, I'm going to be doing a Let's Play of Anodyne, which I only know so much about. I know it's not too terribly long, cool indie game. Our friend Dave recommended it to me. He says I need to play it. So
they were the ones who threw it up on the Pirate Bay and said, pirate this.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's really cool.
So that'll be interesting. I've never done a Let's Play before. I don't. We'll get to see how good I am at talking while playing video games.
Yeah.
It'll be
fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I hope so. Heard good things. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. All right, bye.